Running connects us. The early mornings, the personal bests, the shared finish lines. At Marathon Sports, we're proud to be part of that journey with you. Our team helps you find shoes that fit your stride, apparel that feels good, and gear that keeps you moving. Stop by one of 28 New England locations or shop online at marathonsports.com. Marathon Sports, inspiring movement in everyone.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello to you all, and welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. More from them at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Just so you know that today is the day before Thanksgiving, whenever you happen to consume this material. So for Thursday on the audio download platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever, YouTube, and for Black Friday, there will be content there on the free platforms. Tomorrow is the Eric Zane Show podcast, Thanksgivings of Yesteryear extravaganza. An unbelievable lineup of not the best of material. Painstakingly curated. That's one of the buzzwords that people utilize. He says, yes, we curated it to deliver to you a Thanksgiving epic moment or two while we are all getting ready to engage with the loved ones for the Thanksgiving holiday or whatever it is you may do. Some of you aren't so lucky. You know, there are folks that may be listening to this who have to work. And, you know, I thought that we had a total shutdown of the United States, but there are people who do work on Thanksgiving. And for that, well, we have to pray for them because let's be honest here. Those people are total losers. Now, technically, I have to work on Thanksgiving. So I fall into that category. I'll be broadcasting all day, I should say 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Big 101.3 in beautiful Grand Rapids, Michigan. Amanda's talking about her nephew. The nephew gets double time. Oh, yeah. Without a minimum. Matt says, what the fuck? Everybody knows best of should be about keychains and sleep scores. Megan says, I'll be working Friday. Everyone's kids are home from college and they don't take care of their cars themselves. 100%. More about Megan in just a bit. She's, oh my God, she's flipping out. So there will be material on all of the audio platforms for Thanksgiving and then the following day, the Eric Zane Show podcast, Black Friday extravaganza. Unbelievable lineup. Unbelievable lineup of material for your Black Friday. I'm getting a couple comments. Various audience members who are consuming the show on Twitch live are concerned about what is happening here. There were some glitches in the matrix. If that happens, I will be restarting. Keep me updated. Like, if you see the shit hit the fan, can you please, let me know like you just did. Let me know if it pukes and let me know if it comes back. Saturday at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Of course, longtime sponsor of this show, dear friends of mine. Megan is, I think she is the tip of the spear for Santa Claus being there from 9 till noon. And so she made this, you know, she's kind of like a nervous little thing from time to time. And a few days ago, she made this nice little thing on Facebook, like a reel, and said, "Can you share this?" And I said, "Yeah, but just so you know, the music was muted because there was a copyright issue." Well, I guess that like spun her out. But she's back now, and she redid the reel. Now, that's how people like me and her go. We look into our crystal balls of doom, and we predict something that is not going to happen is going to happen. Now, I've gotten a really good handle on this, and I have a few things in my own personal mental health toolbox that helps me navigate that. Now, Megan takes care of this in her own special way, but from what I'm gathering, yesterday she indicated on the comments that that incident was her 9/11. And she had a horrible time. And so now I'm kind of wrapping my arms around her in like a brotherly love, trying to support her. And I think what she's doing is she's feeling the pressure that I think the concern might be. Now, I can't say for sure, but I would just predict that if she's having Santa Claus there and people are encouraged to visit Santa Claus and show up at Irvine's on Small Business Saturday. My guess is your paramount concern is whether anyone will actually show up. And that is completely understandable. When you start something new like this, you think it's going to be a huge pile of shit. And I'm here to tell you that it is. It is going to be a huge pile of shit. That is the... I'm kidding. It's not. It's going to be awesome. And if it's not, no big deal. You pick up the pieces and you keep trying. You don't give up after just one Small Business Saturday. So, okay. Keep your expectations. I'm sorry. Keep your gratitude higher than your expectations, and you will have a very good day. Your gratitude must be higher than your expectations, ultimately. So what I'm saying there is, well, yeah, but just I'm just thankful that we're all able to get together here. And then watch. When you hit it out of the park, you will then have like, oh, my God, this is awesome. Because you've wrapped your brain around what was I was just saying. Then all of a sudden it like takes off. I'm getting a tip off from Skip that the feed lost again. All right. Hopefully it comes back. I'm getting various reports from people that it's fine for various people. So just keep an eye on that. E-Rock is here. He says, this is the first time. I'll get back to Megan in a second. No, I tell you what. I'm going to stay focused. E-Rock, I need to talk about you and Joel Denver. I'm writing it down, and I'll go with that thought after this. So anyway, she's worried about her Small Business Saturday event being a disaster. And I know exactly what you're going through on that level of anxiety. So this is what everyone is going to do to help you. I have posted, pinned to the top of my Facebook page, Meghan's announcement for her big Small Business Saturday festivities. Look, this is the Santa Claus. Now, this is a legit Santa Claus. And I want all of you to share this. So go to my page and pinned at the top is this exact thing that I'm showing you now. And we can help her by just hitting this arrow here and sharing it. And then she'll be like, oh my God, thank you so much. Because sharing on social media, on Facebook in particular, is a very powerful tool. Because if like 20 of you do it and you each have 3,000 people that you're friends with, that's an unbelievable reach. You're always shooting for the shares. The shares are what make it big. If you can get somebody to share it. Now, most people would never dream of sharing most of what they see on Facebook because they just scroll right by it. But I'm specifically asking you to share this one, particularly if you're in West Michigan, where we are. Now, this will calm her little nervous Nelly nerves. Because otherwise, she's just going to be a bundle of nerves and probably slaughter everyone in the neighborhood and whoever she meets on Thanksgiving. It'll be a dark, dark Thanksgiving if we don't share this for our poor little bugaboo. Bring the whole family. Now, there's music that plays with it, so I don't want to do it because I don't want to get a Twitch ticket. It's all right. Santa there, 9 to noon. Okay, awesome. Irvine's. Okay, and then this is important. Free child seat inspections while you're there. Clean Car Seat Company of Grand Rapids, free ride, will be on site to do a complimentary child safety seat inspections. I think Megan indicated to me that 99.999% of all Americans' car seats are installed incorrectly. And that the child is more danger than if they're not in a car seat. So keep that in mind. Looks like they're also hiring senior automotive technicians. $1,200 to $1,600 a week base pay. 100% paid health insurance. That's terrific. Weekly, monthly bonuses, 401k match, paid holidays, consistent schedule, no weekends, ever. Factory level tools, OEM support, EV hybrid training, Costco membership. Boy, what a great place to work. What a lot of perks you have there. That's how you're able to keep your level of technicians high because you're paying your employees. Imagine that. Okay, so let's help our very own Megan, when I first looked at this post earlier today, it had one share. And that was probably Megan who shared it. All right. So if you could share that right now, and where there was one share at the start of this conversation, the next time I check on it, I want to see 20. A minimum of 20 shares. It's right on the top of my pinned to the top of my Facebook page. You can't miss it. It has now been shared 2 times. Wow. Awesome to see. It's just taking off. Excuse me. I think I swallowed really hard there. Okay. Thank you. If you don't share it, well, then this is how it's going to be for me at Thanksgiving. I'm going to get a phone call from the NFK. I'm in Detroit at that time. Hello? Hey! There's some blonde at the front door. Because the NFK is not going with us. He refuses. Yeah? Yeah, that's her name's Megan. She's crying. What? Yeah. She says she wants more people to share it. So, all right. So share that thing so we don't have to put up with that. Our pal E-Rock, a radio guy, and I that's one of the reasons why I like the It's Eric Nagel podcast. Follow It's Eric Nagel, E-R-I-K-N-A-G-L-E. Recently, he talked about something that, did I say, it's N-A-G-E-L, sorry. I-T-S, It's Eric, E-R-I-K-N-A-G-E-L, my bad. One of the things we talked about a month and a half ago was, I forgot, what is that? Is it Sonic? Sonic AI? There's a radio, well, a company, a handful of radio former bigwigs who came up with an entity called Sonic AI, and they offer radio stations turnkey programming. So a radio station, like whatever, 101.1, the Ox, they take care of all of the music programming. And they take care of the people that talk in between the songs, except it's all done with AI. Now, we actually played several of the elements of it, and it all sounds awful. I mean, so bad. So where you might hear, like on my voice tracks on Big 101.3, me talking out of Build Me Up Buttercup going into Na Na, Hey Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye. Me just saying a few short words and playing the next song. There's no heavy lifting there whatsoever. Sonic AI, similarly, but these AI hosts, like, I don't know, they kind of dabble into these corny one-liners and just nonsense, and it's not very good. It's like listening to a college radio announcer who has a really strong delivery or a solid voice, but essentially just saying bullshit. So all things being equal, it's, you know, a person playing music or an AI voice playing music. E-Rock describes it as dad jokes. The people that are behind it, the names that I recognize are Joel Denver and Lee Abrams. Abrams programmed radio stations for a lot of years. I guess this is what he's doing now. Joel was in charge of a kind of like a hub for broadcasters, an industry webpage called All Access. He wrote for R&R Records, Radio and Records magazine, not R&R Records. And all right. And then now, instead of like posting, hey, these people are looking for jobs, Joel wants to take jobs with this AI garbage. And so E-Rock plays some of the audio from these radio stations, and it sounds like shit. And what's the name of the guy you do the show with? They're ripping it a new asshole. Well, Joel Denver, who seems like a nice guy, he reaches out to E-Rock, and E-Rock puts him on the show like a couple of weeks later. This was just last week or something like that. And Joel is, this is, it seems to me like Joel is delusional in thinking that he has anyone that will actually sign up for this. All right, I am getting word I have to pause the story because there has been another catastrophe on Twitch. So I'm going to pause if you're listening to this on audio. I'm going to restart. All right, I don't know what the hell that was. That happens from time to time. Time to time, fly in the ointment. My bad. Well, not my bad. I had nothing to do with it. E-Rock, what's the name of the guy that you do the show again? Or do this show with again? Joel Denver is on with E-Rock, and it's a little awkward because E-Rock's telling him how shitty it is the week, the last time he talked about it. And then the guy gets on there and I'm surprised that he was as gregarious as he was. I mean, he didn't seem the least bit pissed or annoyed with you that you were on the platform talking about how shitty the Sonic track is. Of course, I was in the comments saying terrible things about Sonic Track. E-Rock says I'll give him credit for coming on, and he stuck to his guns about it. He doesn't have any radio stations that have actually taken him up on this. Probably because I don't see the advantage. Because he's like, oh yeah, our market is small radio stations in markets where the station's in last place. More consternation and hand-wringing as the Twitch stream again has barfed on me. Various speculations about what is happening. Some are suggesting weather. Smitty Pack says it might be worth taking the day off. You know, I hate the idea of that. At the very least, I would keep going and do this as I normally do and then post the audio. So, as I talk to you, please keep me informed if it has come back. If it hasn't come back, then I would just need to restart it again. My apologies for this. I hate that this happens. Tyler says, refresh the feed and it works again. All right. A lot of hate coming towards Twitch. And I don't know that Twitch is the problem. I see one that says Twitch can suck a big fat cock because it knows it wants to. Sexy voice Andrea. David says Twitch sucks is what's going on. I don't know. Relax, okay? It's going to be all right. Skip is tip of the spear when it comes to trying to get me to stop using Twitch. All right. So this story has been completely undercut by the numerous tech issues. But I will say this. Joel Denver stuck to his gun, suggesting that stations are like the bottom of the barrel in the various markets. That's who he's aiming for. And E-Rock says, are there any radio stations that... And he says, well, there's a bunch that are circling around. They might take us up on that. I just can't see that happening. Now, I think the one thing that he may have going for him is that radio is dying. And if they have an opportunity to cut out the costs of not only the employees, who they already pay a very low wage, but their insurance and their parking passes and what other perks that they have to pay these people, then perhaps, but ultimately, no one is going to enjoy this. And so when I was talking to E-Rock after the fact, he said they might be like trying to build this thing up and then maybe unload it. Maybe sell it at some point. E-Rock says, I kept it as professional as I could. I wasn't going to just go full rage at him. Oh, I know. And you did. It's just weird to me that when he wasn't around, you were totally telling him how much this sucks. And then you get him in front of you and you're like, well, tell me more. I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying it felt like, oh, shit. Oh, my God. Did you have the conversation with him off of the air, off of the broadcast, and say, Joel, this is shit, and you know it? You probably didn't. Bob says, I'm surprised WMMR isn't replacing Pierre Robert with AI. Nick says, the stupid boomers that listen to those stations won't even know the difference. You know, you might be right about that. Maybe that's it. E-Rock says, I told him beforehand that he realizes... and he realizes that we don't like anything about this, and he understood. It feels, I wonder if Joel Denver feels like he sold his soul to the devil. I almost said Joel Denver sold his soul to the Denver. It kind of like flies in the face of everything that this guy was about, because, you know, he had like this grassroots feel to his Radio Industry Hub website, All Access, where basically if you needed a job, the first place you would look is All Access. Or if you were announcing that you got a job, or that you're waiting on your next move, he would like publish that. And now he's basically on the other side of that. He's part of the group that wants to take the jobs and replace them with robots. E-Rock says he sucked it up to promote it. No one else was talking about it or promoting it. Yeah, he drew the short straw. Deep down, I think he gets credit for that Golden Globe Award acting job for maintaining the poker face that this is a acceptable thing to be broadcast on the airwaves. It sucks. Oh, my God. Sonic Track AI makes voice tracking look like old school Howard Stern quality. It is the absolute worst thing that I have ever heard in my life. We have some drama on the great food giveaway, ladies and gentlemen. My pal Mike Ball, who is spearheading the shopping for all the food that we are going to buy for 225 families and deliver to them in front of Irvine's Auto Repair on Tuesday, December 23rd. Something has happened regarding the Christmas hams that we are intending to purchase. The price of hams right now is so much that if we were to buy the same thing that we bought last year, each ham would be about $25. So that is unacceptable, because if that's the case, it's going to cost about $4,500 for a ham alone. Now, all of the other food items, the corn, the gravy, the potatoes, the rolls, the pies, right now we are in the ballpark of already funding all of that. We still have plenty of funding left to go. Getting various suggestions about going to another location. I think that this is nationwide. However, some food for thought. Right now, turkeys for a 14 to 16 pound bird is about $7.50. If the price of the hams does not go down by Christmas, perhaps at about that same time, our money will be spent on turkeys. That is an option. There's no fucking way we can spend $25 a pop for a ham. I'd rather just get a pack of cold cuts. Nick says, I got a 16-pound one for $5.50 at Meijer. All right. Well, so Mike Ball is banging on the door of the Standale Meijer and trying to get some answers here. But it's a difficult time for them to give answers because it's an unbelievably busy time at the store for obvious reasons. But I'm just here to tell you. I don't think that that's a wise move to spend that much for something. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Running connects us. The early mornings, the personal bests, the shared finish lines. At Marathon Sports, we're proud to be part of that journey with you. Our team helps you find shoes that fit your stride, apparel that feels good, and gear that keeps you moving. Stop by one of 28 New England locations or shop online at marathonsports.com. Marathon Sports, inspiring movement in everyone.
So we're going to have to come up with a different plan. I trust that as a group, we will. I'm already getting suggestions to try other stores. I'll absolutely do that. But I'm not sure how much of a difference it's going to make. Bread Bull Brain Chris says cans of Spam. Tyler says a half pound of deli sliced ham per box this year. All right, so just something to be thinking about. I don't really know where we're going to go with that, but the fundraising is still continuing as we pass around our digital hat and collect money for the great food giveaway. Yesterday brought us more donations, and we are up to $2,490. I want to say hello to the latest people on the Great Food Giveaway who have thrown a few dollars into our hat. They are Sarah Rook Ruck Roosh, Adam S., Murder Lover Linda again, Lynn B. with a donation. Thank you, Lynn. And Rebecca A. That is our third Rebecca. That puts us at 38 people who have thrown a few bucks in to help us out. Now, if you're enjoying the live show on Twitch, which is always working flawlessly, never a problem in the world, for those of you that are enjoying the show on Twitch, I am going to pass this information along to you. These are where you can, these spots are where you can donate for the Great Food Giveaway. Twitch, I'm putting that up there right now in the chat. Off you go. Venmo, Cash App, PayPal. FYI, PayPal takes a few pennies out, a buck or two, depending on the size of the donation. There you go. That is the information you need. If you're listening to the audio podcast later on, in the show notes, everything that I just posted on the chat and Twitch is available in the show notes. All there for you. And then you can send along the cash. We collect the money. We buy the food. We box it up. We give it away at Irvine's on Tuesday, December 23rd. It's going to be fantastic. I cannot wait. Also that day, the Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance, wonderful charitable organization, will be giving away free food to those folks who are a little bit down on their luck, could use a boost. Gunner from Nyblad Orchards is giving away 225 bags of apples. My God. And then, of course, we have Team Pink giving out free feminine hygiene products to those ladies or those families that need it. I mean, families, I don't know. Whoever needs these feminine hygiene products, we are on the verge of having the Playtex Sports surpass the Amazon Basics menstrual pads. So tampons might pass pads. We have about 10% of the goal achieved right now. If you head over to the wish list, which I will link up right now in the chat on Twitch, and it's in the show notes of the audio podcast. If you head over there and click on that, and then you purchase any one of these products, after you buy them, they will automatically be sent off to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. So if you could purchase any one or a couple or whatever you want of these products, I see the prices fluctuate from time to time. Low end of the cost is the panty liners. High end of the cost, the period cups. We only have two of those, but we'll take what we can get. So thank you, folks. Skip made some purchases on the wish list. He says, Team Pink is super easy. It's all set up for you. Skip also indicates, I tried to suggest easy give out 225 pocket Jesus, but Eric hates God. So, and then, I mean, I don't know, whatever. I mean, at the end of the day, not everybody is on the same page from a religious standpoint. The goal here is to give away food. Now, unless if you can rub the pocket Jesus and then it turns, you know, that shoe into like food, well, then no. Again, you'll have to take your pocket Jesus and put it into your asshole, because this is not, it's just not going to work. The only way we can give away a pocket Jesus is if we give away also a pocket Muhammad and a pocket Torah and a pocket Buddha and a pocket Vishnu. That's the only way this is going to work. Tyler writes, quote, none of that Jesus shit at the Great Food Giveaway. Now, I can't get behind that. I don't want to blaspheme. Even though I just told you to stick pocket Jesus up your ass. Man Bun Chris says, lose that Jesus shit or whatever you said in the garage that one time, LOL. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, you can't make an image of Muhammad. That's a good way to get Irvine's burned to the ground. Don't say that, because Megan's going to be banging on my door saying, hey, can you cut that part out of the podcast? Look, let me just put it to you this way. Right now, Jesus is in heaven, and he's like, oh, God. These nerds have little Jesus, little versions of me. All right? Quit it with your virtue signaling. All right? Knock it off, you dumb dick. Anyway. Thank you so much for helping out the great food giveaway. You can reach me on the Shoreline or Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Thank you to Aaron S. Aaron S. just dropped some money into our virtual bucket. I'm thinking that the past year has been very good to Aaron. Thank you. You're very sweet. I will add you to the roster of people who have contributed. My kid and I painted a nativity yesterday. We made sure baby Jesus and his parents were brown. Okay. Outstanding. All right, so today is busy. First of all, I have it's a Big Fraud Wednesday, and that will be the last thing I do live material on Patreon. We have show number 79 live of Who Are These Freebeers with Ben Glaze and myself. We'll be reviewing past and current moments. When I say current, I mean this past week. And even some from a few months ago of our beloved Free Beer and Hot Wings show. I plan on parking on when Free Beer went on the air and embarrassingly told a story about his son and his stepson about how he awkwardly at the dinner table said, "Hey, who did something fun today?" And like all teenagers, they're like, "Oh God, this guy." I think you have to realize that if you're a dad and you have a 14-year-old stepson and a 14-year-old son, they all hate mom and dad. They don't want to talk to you. Okay? Dickhead then goes and gets mad and at the dinner table lowers the boom with, I am no longer going to start conversation with you heretofore. So bad. And he's done this before. We've chronicled moments on Who Are These Freebeers where the Burn King has said, "Well, that's it. I'm putting my foot down. I will no longer talk to you." What a cock. Fucking asshole. So I'll be breaking that down. We're also going to have a moment where Steve and Hot Wings were cracking jokes. And they may have cracked a joke or two while the ultimate interrupter, Freebeer, was talking. During the show, he says, "No more jokes till I'm done talking. Are you guys, you guys can talk when I am done." And it was like this long, pronounced pause after it. Thank you to, I think it was David A., who brought that up to me. I was not aware of that even happening. And I will cover that. Ben Glaze will have his clips that he will play, and it's always a good time. Who Are These Freebeers? Part of the Patreon stable of shows. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can get it live as it drops tonight at 6 p.m. or played the next day, the audio version, or replay the video on demand, whatever you like. The options are there for you on Patreon. And there's a 7-day free sign-up at Patreon.com/Eric Zane. So you can go there, sign up for 7 days. You can even cancel it right after you sign up and then still enjoy the 7 days. And then you're like, well, I still like it, but I don't want to cancel it. Well, you can just go in and re-enable it. It's very easy to manipulate on Patreon. They have it all set up for you. You'll see what I mean when you go there. $5 a month for all the audio, $10 a month for the audio, video, live streams. So there you go. $5 a month for the audio, $10 a month for the audio, video, live streams. And if you want, you can go ahead and sign up for one full year, and I will take 10% off of the cost. So what was $60 for a month for all of the audio is $120 now. I'm sorry. What was $60 is $54. For tier two, what was $120 is now $108. So all at patreon.com/Eric Zane. As I'm looking at this, I have to restart again on Twitch. Oh, my God. Twitch is shitting the bed. Holy cow. All right. Clearly, it's a nutty day. Piano Finger Banger says, you guys remember the other day when that one NFL player punched the other guy in the dick? That's how we're all feeling right now watching this shitty Twitch stream. David says, how long till Twitch takes a crap again? These are good questions. Or that is a good question. We don't know. And again, I'm not 100% sure it's Twitch. I don't know what it could be. Me. Probably Twitch. Sorry. All I ask is just stick with me. So if it takes a shit, I'm going to realize that. Thank you for telling me, by the way, that it took a shit. I was buying some time, hoping that it would pick up again, but it did not. So I rebooted. And then here we go. Champions see through things like this. And that's what I was born to be. Yeah, you might have a show that starts and stops, but whatever. It's still better than my pals on Free Beer and Hot Wings. It's being suggested to on the chat. Bread Bull Brain Chris had a comment not long ago. He suggested that our beloved Kelly Cheese was getting a little tipsy. What's that? Everybody in the bar getting... is that Shaboozy? Getting tipsy. Everybody in the bar getting tipsy. That may be the case. By the way, as of this morning, and I swear to God, I called the box office of where they do their show at the intersection. And to sell it out, it's 650 tickets. Now, after I called, maybe it picked up. I don't know. But as of this morning, they had 100 tickets available to be purchased. All right. By the way, Skip says he's still having a hard time. Are we still having a hard time, folks, or is it back? Can you let me know? But if, thank you, Chris. Anytime you see somebody saying that it's out, can you let me know if you can like second that? You know, it's like, hey, it's out for me. And then I second that. Or no, it's working for me. So sorry. Anyway, speaking of not working, I find it very interesting that, what's happened is that they haven't been able to sell out that show. And I asked the question this morning. They said, no, it didn't sell out last year either. So we don't expect it to sell out this year. So they're trending down on tickets sold. This also hot on the heels. They did a night show at one of the local places, and it also did not sell out. So, we follow these things. These are trends that are happening. Also, with the recent trend of a little dip in the ratings, based on what I reviewed, which is all of the appropriate day parts, not day parts, but demographics. And, I'm starting to wonder if the show is finally losing some luster. These are all key indicators that perhaps that is the case. Diminished ratings, no longer selling out shows. We all know the show generally stinks, and they're up for a new contract. Typically, if they do get a new contract, Greg likes to say that is usually announced at the show that happened today. So I can't wait to go and listen to it to see if he announced that they have a new contract. These are all questions that will be answered over time, but we're all following with bated breath. Today is the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast after we get done doing Who Are These Free Beers. We have some outstanding things lined up for you. Included in the festivities is Ben Glaze and Anthony Bellino's Thanksgiving extravaganza. As you know, one of the stars of the Eric Zane Show podcast Patreon is Ben Glaze. And he used to do a radio show with Anthony Bellino, who is a sports guy, nice guy, one of the nicest people in the industry. And Anthony does a solo show, but he starts every show by kind of like having a conversation with Ben, and then you don't hear from Ben for the rest of the 3 or 4 hour show when they were doing this show. Well, our pal Man Bun Chris has unearthed a treasure trove of material of these two. Now, we all know that Ben is kind of an introvert, if you will, and it's a unique thing. He's probably one of the most lovable, likable people on the planet, but it's going to take years of work, like him and I, in order to work together. It took years to get to the point where we're at. Okay? And now it's absolutely pristine the way we have it. But if you take Ben with someone new, like Anthony the sports guy, on the show X's and Bros back in the day, Ben's going to be like, what the fuck? And thank God he did. Man Bun Chris says the best minute of X's and Bros was when Ben got to crack the mic. The headlights had some frost on them. Oh, really, Ben? So, we'll be going back to a Thanksgiving of yesteryear where Ben Glaze and Anthony Bellino have their amazing Thanksgiving extravaganza, and we're going to replay that and laugh, and Ben's going to cringe. I also have in my possession enough material, and I'll probably try to, there's that word again, curate some more today from legendary radio voice Tony Gates for the first ever edition. And I'm not doing a whole show. I'm doing a segment. I'm not prepared to do a full show. But you know how like The Simpsons used to be a little moment during the Tracy Ullman show? Some people might know that. Who Are These Tony Gates will be part of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast tonight. I have some great clips of Tony that I'm going to introduce and play for you and provide my commentary. And that is what we will. That's right, baby. So Tony is on radio station WGLM. They position themselves as an alternative, not like alternative music, but an alternate programming for the big three, Cumulus, iHeart, Town Square. It's a not that high-powered radio station, but they serve the community of Greenville, Michigan. This station is not that much different than like Q100. Now, Q100 is a 60,000-watt signal. It goes a long, long way. WGLM is a 3,000-watt signal, but whatever. I'm not here to talk shit about anybody getting a job in radio. In a lot of ways, this is an enviable position to be in, on the radio, doing what you love and not having to worry about all the nonsense of corporate radio. So, but I am listening to him and gathering bits and pieces of information and clips to be able to play for you and laugh along with Tony. Well, I don't think he's going to laugh along with it. So if you want to listen to him yourself, if you search WGLM, and that's the trade-off. I'm going to rip you a new asshole, but if anybody wants to listen to Tony themselves, you go to WGLM, search that, and then when you get on their page, it says listen live. You can listen to the fucking guy talk right now. He plays a real kind of like a wild blend. You know, you'll hear Madonna and then Led Zeppelin. It's one of those stations. But I've got some clips ready to go so that Ben Glaze and I can have our first ever edition of Who Are These Tony Gates within the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. That's how I'm going to do it. Man Bun Chris says, that's how we built it, baby. Young Adam Schwab says, shots fired at the guy who, quote-unquote, built LAV. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, when you left your Twitch feed going the other day, or was it Patreon? It was Twitch. I heard him say baby two or three times. That's right, baby. So, all right. Tony's back in the saddle, and off we go. I remember Tony used to do feel-good stories. That's kind of his thing. You know, he's not hilarious. And he talks incredibly fast. His pace is ridiculous. And you don't get in a word edgewise when he's talking. He came into the radio station WBBL when I was there. And he's pissed off. What the hell did you say about the pumpkin kid, baby? I'm like, what? How do you know about that? Well, I called his dad, baby. It was in the news. So I wanted to talk to him about his kid raising money for the guide dog, baby. And he's all pissed off because he knows we work for the same company, baby. And he told me to go fuck myself because of you, baby. Like, what? So if he's aware of that, that's a problem. Because he's going to bark to, you know, up the food chain at the radio station. So fucking McCormick, she goes into like a closet and calls me in a clandestine way as Tony's wrapping up his yelling at me. I go, Michelle?
Yeah.
Hey, what?
Listen, he's gonna kick your ass. You gotta go. You gotta get ahead of this. You gotta be proactive in unringing this bell, or you're dead meat.
Okay. So why is this happening? Man Bun Chris says Cecil with a Y worked there. I know I've told this story a million times, but it's fucking great. Tyler says, quote, I used to be Aretha Franklin's assistant, baby. I remember one time she had me pick up 5 Big Macs and she sat on my face before a show in Detroit, baby. We got great mileage oftentimes on BBL by playing stories that are being broadcast on the local TV news station. The one featured the kid who I think he had diabetes and he's getting the diabetes dog, which, what the fuck? So, yeah, he wants a diabetes dog. And the kid is selling pumpkins to raise money for his diabetes dog. And it's in one of these faraway burgs like Cedar Springs or some shit like that. Everybody's poor. And so they interviewed the kid. And the kid had one of those ridiculous speech impediments. And he thought to get the dog. He sounds like an asshole, this kid. He sounds horrible. And then I fired off the crack. He needs more than a guide dog to help him teach him how to speak or something like that. Or he needs, instead of buying a dog, he should buy Hooked on Phonics or whatever. I made some crack making fun of the kid, which is an outstanding low-hanging fruit joke, which needed to be said. You can't play a story and then have that moment come out of the blue where the kid's like, speech impediment's so bad, without ripping him a new one. That's why I'm bound by that. I'm duty bound is what I'm trying to say. So we had a big laugh. Well, sure as shit, the dad was listening. Can you imagine being in your shitty home and then you hear on the radio guy pick on your child? That might be one of the most funny things I could possibly imagine, thinking about his reaction to that. So he's having a heart attack in his trailer with the rotted out floorboards. And then all of a sudden, Tony Gates calls him. Hey, baby, is this Mr. So-and-so? Yeah, we want to do this. What? Huh? That caused Fuckface to wander down the hall and bitch to me about making fun of Pumpkin Kid. That was the first realization, first time I thought, this is a problem. Because if the audio gets played back, I mean, whenever you take those horrible jokes like that and you take them out of context, I mean, they're horrible as it is. But when you are no longer in the room and no longer doing your job, and that is to be entertaining and make people laugh and make people cringe and be provocative and all that shit, it doesn't work anymore. So I can just imagine sitting in that fucking bitch Lori's office and her listening back to that, and we're like, oh, fuck. Yeah, well, of course I said something that's fucking stupid. That's my job. You're paying me to do this. So I get the number of this guy. By the way, one of you posted a name in here. Was that the name of Scott? Well, who is Scott? Donut Dan has it. Scott M.A. Is that the guy? All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Running connects us. The early mornings, the personal bests, the shared finish lines. At Marathon Sports, we're proud to be part of that journey with you. Our team helps you find shoes that fit your stride, apparel that feels good, and gear that keeps you moving. Stop by one of 28 New England locations or shop online at marathonsports.com. Marathon Sports, inspiring movement in everyone.